Welcome, everybody, to my forum call or chats with Pat, whatever you want to call them, July 18th, 2016. We have everyone muted right now, so if the line's clean after a while, we'll open up the line and I'll get comments from people. I'm really excited to do this lately, this topic, and we got about 50 or 60 people that signed up for this and many more that said they couldn't come, they'd listen to the recording. So I think what I want to do is give you my perspective on this whole thing called mastery and where does it fit in coaching, but also where does it fit generically, you know, outside of coaching. Everybody had access to a blog I wrote called What is Mastery and How Does It Manifest in Coaching? And we're going to go over some of those details, but also more outside the envelope of that that blog. I've been doing a halfway through a six-month course with the Kansas Leadership Center on this same topic, and I'm enjoying it so much, I think I'll probably try to do this class for ILCT as well with some little twinges, little tweaks to it, I should say, not twinges. It's a topic that's exciting to me because I can tell you a little bit of history of how I came to this whole topic, and then having coaching find me, or me, I found coaching in the early 90s. I was one of the early coaches that helped initiate the International Coach Federation, founding members, first 15 conferences I went to, and I really was in the minority fighting against the title Master Certified Coach. I like the title Professional Certified Coach. I'm glad we created that. I think that made sense. But mastery, that's a tough one. And I'm going to give you some of those opinions today. I really was more interested in having people that had been in the field with longevity and maybe had published and maybe had done other things would get what in psychology is often called a diplomate, that you get rewarded for your longevity and your elderhood, if you will. That how do we measure?